Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I am Jill. It's the 26th day of December, and raise your hand if you already took the Christmas tree down. It's the day after all of the festivities. Hopefully, some of you mamas are resting because Christmas happened, because you pulled it off. You did just about everything there was to do. Not leaving out the men. I know you do your fair share, and some of you are double duty in it. Shout out to you. We see you. But listen, let's be honest. A lot of us make Christmas happen in our families. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to leave it right there. It's the day after. It's the 26th day of December, no matter what day it is. I'm so glad that you're here with me. We are reading the Bible in chronological order together. We do it individually. We do it collectively and in community. And we are winding our way through not only this month, but this year. We are in the last week of this year. And what a year it's been. This is the final time we will change translations for this year. And this is the final time that I will say it is a shiny, sparkly, brand new week, brand new beginning, brand new mercy, all awaiting us for the taking this year. We are reading today 1 John chapters 1 through 5, and our final translation for this year that we will be reading this week is the English Standard Version. Let's jump to it. 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life, the life was made manifest, and we have seen it and testify to it, and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, "I know him," but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his namesake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever. Children, it is the last hour, and you have heard that Antichrist is coming. So now many antichrists have come. Therefore we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that it might become plain that they all are not of us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all have knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he made to us, eternal life. I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you. But the anointing that you received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason this Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in God and God in him. And by this, we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming and now is in the world already. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world, so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love. And whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so also we are in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him: whoever loves God must also love his brother. everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by the water only, but by the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater, for this is the testimony of God, that he has borne concerning his Son. Whoever believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. Whoever does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has borne concerning his Son. And this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Father, we thank you for your word today. And I pray that we would hear the words that we read, that we have read, that we would let them seep deep into our spirits. Let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. We have so clearly heard the theme of love throughout the scriptures on this journey, the entire year. God begging his people, pleading with his people to love no one else except for him. And then we see his Son Jesus telling us to love our neighbor as ourselves. He tells his disciples that the world will know that we are his by the love that we show one another. And now we hear and heed the words from John, let us love one another. If we get nothing else right in this world, may we live from the knowledge that you love us no matter who we are, no matter what we've done. And may we rise to the call to love one another the way that you have loved us. I thank you that your perfect love casts out fear. We have nothing to be afraid of when we live in the knowledge that we are loved perfectly by a perfect God who is incapable of messing up. If you actually kept us bound in fear. Out of a need for control, we would look for a way out. But because we are loved perfectly, we do not need one. Let us hear the message of love today. Let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. And we want to know you more. We thank you that you do not hide yourself from us, that you do not withhold your love from us. Let us love one another. We pray this all in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that's home base. Check it out if you have not. That's the website. Take a look around if you would like. If you would like to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much. We could not do this without you. And we immensely appreciate you. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. Or you can hit the give icon. It's up at the top right-hand corner of your mobile device. And lastly, you can look for the give icon on the website as well. If you need prayer, if you'd like to call and reach out and pray for someone that's previously called in, maybe God moved on your heart. Maybe you were just really moved by their call, and a place of sympathy or empathy has you just needing to reach out. You can do that. 800-583-2164. Or you can utilize the prayer wall. That is right on the website. It's also just a click of the button on your mobile device. If you are a little bit more quiet, maybe a little bit more subdued, you can utilize that. There are people willing, there, and waiting for you just to pray for you and to reach out towards you. You can also utilize your mobile phone again. Hit the red circle button. It's up at the top right-hand corner of that mobile phone. One more time. You've got 2 minutes. Make sure you hit submit and turn the wheel over to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's going to do it for me today. And Jill, the days, they are winding down very quickly. We are making room and getting ready for the journey of the Bible together. Again, I hope that you will join my daughter, China, and I. Listen, we don't care who you listen to. We just want people in the Word. That's the thing about a family. It can start feeling like competition, especially when you find out people's preferences. If they like one person more than the other, we don't care about that. We are not in competition that you like us better. We just want people to be in the Word. We would like that percentage of 98% of Christians that have never read their Bible to drop much, much lower, and for people to be engaged in the Word on a regular basis. Because what a beautiful journey it is to allow the Creator of our being to speak to us through His Word and to allow change to take place. We can only then be changed from the inside out. I'm excited to be on this journey with you again. I hope that you'll join one of us, and we're going to make room for some new friends, new family to come in and be a part of this journey together. We will turn the page together tomorrow. I look forward to it. Until then, I'm Jill. Love one another.
Hello, Dab family. This is Aruka Gina. I am just calling in today because I have been praying, and back in November, a young lady had called in named Renee, who has been having many health issues, and had asked that we lift her up in prayer for December 2nd, because she was having a major surgery. And I have not heard from you, Renee, but I want to let you know that you have been in my thoughts and prayer ever since that call-in that you did. And I would love to hear from you and to hear how you're doing and to know how I can continue to pray for you. I just want to say Merry Christmas to everyone on the Dab Community Quick Like, and pray that you just have blessings with your family this season. And our sermon yesterday was amazing. Our pastor has been talking about Mary and how God uses ordinary people in life to do extraordinary things. She was only 14 years old or 15, and many times people think that we are not good enough and we're not old enough, we're not smart enough, we're not important enough to make a difference. But our pastor challenges that God does not use the celebrities in life to impact and change the world. He uses ordinary people. Ordinary people like David, Gideon, Moses, Esther, and many, many others that I could keep going on but do not have the time. So I just pray that you stand strong and we can work together and pray together. And I let you know that I'm praying for you, and I love you.
Hello, DABC family. This is Shepherd Girl in Southern California, and I've been thinking about the people who listen every day, and yet they don't share their prayer requests, either on Facebook or here on this line. And Lord, I want to pray for those that don't hear their name being prayed for because they haven't called in themselves. But Lord, knowing that you are God Emmanuel, God with us, and that, Lord, you know their names. And I pray that they would feel your presence today. And if there are those carrying difficulties into this season with broken relationships or broken hearts, or broken bodies, that, Lord, you would be near to them as you promised to be near to the brokenhearted. I thank you that in today's reading, December 19th in Titus, we're even there hearing the Christmas message where the word says, you came. And God, I believe that you have come for every single one of us. And I pray that the community today would be encouraged knowing that their name is being prayed for. In Jesus' name.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. My name is Brooke. This is the first time I'm calling in. I found DAB back in April of this year, and I very much just disregarded Jill's advice on many occasions, and in the middle of April started the January 1st podcast. I wanted to start from the very beginning. I wanted to say that at the end of the year, I have read the entire Bible, so I wanted to start at the beginning. But that meant I was 4 months behind, and throughout the year, I have caught up to the point where today is December 20th, and I just got done with the December 7th podcast. So I'm still a little bit behind, but my goal for this year is still that by New Year's, I will be listening live with you guys and praying with you guys in real time, because I cannot wait for that. The reason I called in today was because I have a brother. He is a freshman in college, and he's just not really doing very well right now. Kind of mentally, he's having trouble finding friends, and he's just kind of going through it. So I wanted to come on here and just ask that you guys maybe just say a little prayer for him. That would be greatly appreciated. His name is Cameron. So thank you, guys. And I have come to just love every single one of you. So I thank you so much for this amazing journey this year, and I cannot wait to be live with you come January 1st, 2022. So thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Hey, DABC, it's Refined by the Fire in Ohio. I wanted to take a minute to say thank you to Jill again, just for this journey this year. And I'm very excited to get to meet China. I've not done chronological with China before. So to get you both, I feel it's just going to be such an amazing bonus blessing to all of us. I also just wanted to say in Philippians today, which is one of my favorite books, but the whole verses in chapter 2 about Christ being in very nature God, but not considering equality with God and making himself nothing. And the timing of that a week before Christmas is one of the magical type things that I love about listening to the Daily Audio Bible and now chronological, and how at every point during the year, it's amazing just how those things line up as little reminders that love itself came down as the most innocent creature amongst us, right? As a baby, as nothing, laid it all down for us. And just the wonder of that whole season. And I'm so glad I get to share this all with you this year. So Merry Christmas. I'll be checking in soon. Love you guys.